I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Tuesday, the 1st of August. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to talk through all the latest news regarding Liverpool Football Club as ever. And we kick off with what seems the norm now is Romeo Lavia update. We need a little alarm every time one of these goes off, although it might get quite annoying after a while. Yet again, Liverpool continues to be linked with a move for the Belgian 19-year-old. And the latest comes from France. It's from Foot Mercato, and they say Liverpool are one step away from signing Romeo Lavia from Southampton. All that remains to be done, unfortunately, is quite the big matter of sorting out the fee. Now, we know Southampton are holding out for £50 million. Liverpool, according to Fabrizio Romano, are readying their second bid. Don't think it'll quite meet the £50 million valuation Southampton have got, but it will edge up towards it. So, hopefully, that's enough to get this deal done, because I think we're all getting a little bit tired of hearing Liverpool getting closer, etc., etc., when it comes to Lavia. What we do know is the player's given the green light in terms of he wants to come to us. We clearly want him. The personal terms and all that side of things are already boxed, already done. So fingers crossed we're not too far away from the clubs reaching an agreement and we can actually all move on with our lives and we can sign Romeo Lavia, because mentioned it on yesterday's episode, I won't go into too much detail again, but Liverpool clearly see him as one for the future, clearly see him as a player that can play a role straight away. I tend to agree. I think he's a very exciting prospect. I do think we need an extra midfielder after him, somebody more experienced, somebody ready to play, ready to be the guy to replace Fabinho and step up into that sixth role. I think the berth is too big for Lavia, personally. I think it's a big old jump from what he's been used to, but I do think he will have minutes and he will have a role to play this season. Next up, I want to talk about Josko Gvardiol. Now, this is a story that's been doing around for a few days, actually, to be honest. And it comes from Spanish outlet for Charges, and it's come from Daily Mail as well. They've got hold of the story. It claims that Man United, Chelsea and Liverpool are all ready to pounce on the RB Leipzig defender as Manchester City continue to stall in their attempts to sign him. He's been rated at $86 million. That's what Leipzig want. Now, there were reports earlier on in the window that Man City were getting really close to making that signing happen. Now, that clearly hasn't been the case. And the RB Leipzig sporting director spoke recently. There's not a deal really in place right now for that. He did also say that Liverpool signing Dominic Szoboszlai meant that they don't desperately need the money. So, big tick in Liverpool's box there, of course. But according to the report, they've given Manchester City a deadline of August the 12th to make the deal happen for the Croatian international. And if not, perhaps like Liverpool, Man United or Chelsea could all step in and have their own attempts to make that deal happen. And that, for me, would be an absolutely astonishing transfer for Liverpool. I think we've all seen the links with Levi Colwill, who now looks like he's set to stay at Chelsea. He was anyway, but looks like he's about to sign a new contract too, so that really puts pay to any chances we had of signing that player. But Gvardiol is absolutely the ready-made option for that. He is an amazing footballer. And when it comes to sort of like being an understudy and possibly long-term replacement to the likes of Virgil van Dijk, he would make so much sense. Like, we've already spoken about Andy Robertson not being a natural fit for that left-sided centre-back role and sort of wanting to be a left-back still. Gvardiol plays left-back, plays left-centre-back, defensively solid. he would be an incredible, incredible capture. Not one I think we're close to. Like, we're clearly close to signing Lavia. I don't think we're anywhere near signing Josko Gvardiol, if I'm being honest. But listen, if there's even a chink of light that Liverpool could get that deal done at some point, then I'm all for it. Next stuff I want to touch upon is, of course, the captaincy. Now, that all got sorted. It was pretty much the worst kept secret in town. Virgil van Dijk was officially confirmed as the successor to Jordan Henderson. He is now Liverpool's captain. He's obviously the Holland captain as well. So hopefully he can sort of take off the mantle and can carry on from where Henderson left off when Liverpool were at their best. The interesting side of this is I think a lot of us, myself included, kind of expected Andy Robertson to be named vice-captain. It isn't going to be Andy Robertson, who, of course, is the captain of his national team, Scotland. Instead, it's going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold. That's right. The Scouser in our team is taking the next step in his own personal career. He's come a long way, I think it's fair to say, from his academy days, and he's now Liverpool's vice-captain. And many of you may have seen the video doing around on social media of the moment of Jurgen Klopp told Trent he would be the vice-captain of this team. He would be the understudy to Virgil van Dijk's captaincy. And it was kind of, I think it was during the warm-up ahead of the Leicester game, Jurgen Klopp put his arm around Trent and obviously told him the news then and there. And Trent took it in his stride. He looked to sort of, you know, have a little bit of back and to with Klopp about it and his little chat there. But it was a nice moment and clearly a massive moment for Trent. And it's one more sort of progression in what has been a wonderful career. He's obviously won everything in terms of major honours there is to win. He's already an absolute key component to this side, getting more and more important by the year, quite frankly. So, yeah, nice moment for him. Boss that he's got the vice captaincy and probably means that at some point further down the line, he will become Liverpool captain. Just one more note on that as well. Mohamed Salah was added to the leadership group on the back of all this, along with Alisson Becker, who was already there. And, of course, the aforementioned Andy Robertson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Couple more stories just to run through before we wrap up. One of them, Jurgen Klopp has been speaking today in his press conference ahead of the game against Bayern Munich. He said that it's pretty much the worst kept secret again, that Liverpool are looking at new options for a midfield role. He did earmark Curtis Jones as being part of that for the foreseeable future, probably while we get some other stuff sorted, but he did say that we are looking for new players, and that's players in plural, so who knows after Romeo Lavia. Fingers crossed there'll be some more interesting links and hopefully some more interesting arrivals, because I think we still need them. I think we're a little bit short myself. And Jurgen Klopp also laughed off the reported interest in loaning Kylian Mbappe. I think we all agree with Jurgen Klopp on the likelihood of that one happening. Clearly spoke about him being a wonderful footballer, as we all know he is, but essentially said that the finances, for whatever reason, just don't work on making that deal a reality. Couple more now, and it comes from the slightly different sort of areas, really, than what we're used to talking about on these. But Liverpool, according to Fabrizio Romano, are in discussions to bring 16-year-old centre-back Amara Nalo from West Ham. Now, Liverpool have made a bit of a habit of this in recent years. Obviously, we've signed the likes of Harvey Elliott, Kay Gordon, Bobby Clark, and a few others from British football clubs. We tend to sort of want to go and sign up the best young talent that is knocking around, and Amara Nalo is the latest in a long line. West Ham centre-back, 16 years old, like I say, we are looking to bring him to Anfield, and there's a young Leicester player as well we're looking at the moment. So Liverpool continuing that strategy, that policy, if you like, of signing the best young talent from around the country and sort of flooding our academy ranks and making the under-23 stronger, making the under-18 stronger, and having that genuine pathway to the first team that hopefully, you know, they can follow. Because obviously you've seen the likes of Ben Doak emerge in recent times, signed from Celtic, of course, and Bobby Clark himself has had a pretty impressive pre-season. So a couple more youngsters look like they're heading to Liverpool, and it'd be interesting to see what they can do in the future. One possible outgoing is youngster Max Waltman. The Oxford United manager, Liam Manning, has said that that club are working on a potential move for the Liverpool attacker. So they're exploring the option of loaning him. So possibly an outgoing there. And very finally, just want to touch on the investments front, because it's been a long time since there's been any update of any note on that whatsoever. But Billy Hogan has been speaking to the Liverpool Echo exclusively, and he has touched on the investment. He said they are still looking. He also spoke about why it's taken so long to get a fresh injection of money into the club. It was obviously reported back in November that they were looking for investment, and it was initially reported to open to a full sale, of course, but back in February, John Henry shut that down, essentially. He said they weren't looking for a full sale. What I have spoken about is Kieran Maguire recently, the football finance expert. It's often that big companies, big entities look to get a bit of investment in. They try and figure out whether that's the right person, whether it's the right group, whether they can work together. And it often has in mind a full sale further down the line. You start off with sort of a small investment, you work together for a little while, and then eventually, maybe in a couple of years' time, you do sort of hand over the baton. So who knows, that might be what FSG are looking for as well. But Billy Hogan has spoke to the Echo, and he said there's nothing to announce just yet. The conversations are continuing, and the ownership has already said there's obviously an opportunity there for investment. So it's still bubbling under, it's still going. I think we all hope that at some point in the not-too-distant future, there will be a little bit of news regarding that, because fresh investment into the football club can only be a positive thing, and it might mean that in transfer windows to come, we're not haggling with Southampton over £5 million for Romeo Lavia. Who knows? Anyway, that is all for this episode of Red Men Biteside. Thanks for listening, as ever. Hopefully, fingers crossed, next time I speak to you, or indeed anybody else speaks to you, we will have signed Romeo Lavia. Now, I've probably ended these shows about four times by saying that. I really, really, really hope this time I'm right. Anyway, take it easy. Thanks for listening, as ever. I'll speak to you again soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.